everyone is telling you to put your podcast on YouTube or telling you that you need to have a YouTube channel, right? Video is king, as they say, all right? And let me tell you something. Video is king. What I mean by that is in this AI world that we're living in, there is no denying the undeniable fact that a human video is converting, because it is, right? It seems like everybody's doing it though. And you're sitting there thinking, should I be doing this too? Should I be on YouTube? Do I need to turn my camera on? But as a podcast manager and podcast strategist, I want you to hear me loud and clear when I say this. YouTube is not a podcast strategy. And if your podcast is not getting you clients yet, adding YouTube to the mix is not going to fix that. It's literally just going to give you the exact same problem on two different platforms. So if you've been feeling the pressure to add YouTube to your podcast or just to be on YouTube in general, but something feels off about it and you're just not even sure where to start, you feel intimidated and you really, at the end of the day, you just don't want to turn your camera on, my friend, you are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of five, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, have you joined my free Moms Who Podcast community over on School? Because if you haven't, it is where I share behind the scenes trainings, resources, and extra lessons to help you take what you hear on the show even deeper. You'll be meeting other moms building podcasts, juggling business and family life, and figuring it out together. Head over to school.com/podcasters or just tap that link in the show notes and come and join us. All right, my friend, so let's talk about it. The pressure that you're feeling right now, you're feeling like if you haven't made that leap yet, if you don't currently have your podcast on YouTube, or if you don't get it on there soon, if you don't have a YouTube channel at all, you might feel like you're behind. But that feeling of being left behind because your podcast is not on YouTube, that is not a strategy. The pressure that you're feeling right now, that's just marketing, okay? And that's not giving you clarity. That's not giving you direction. That's other people telling you what they think that you should do, right? Which is pretty much what I'm doing, right? I'm giving you my opinion and I'm telling you that YouTube is not a podcast strategy, which I'll get into what that really means. But I want to be really honest with you, right? Because I always keep it 100 on this show. I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist. I've been doing this now for almost 4 years, and I'm literally building my YouTube channel right now. So I have been wanting to talk about YouTube for such a long time on the podcast and in my content, but it was never aligned with what I was really doing. So why would I bring it up? Which I have brought it up in certain situations, right? So for example, I made content about it when I was launching my YouTube channel. And then there have been a few other times that I've mentioned it, right? But other than that, like I'm just silently over here building my YouTube channel with a completely different strategy, right? And the reason for that is because YouTube is a completely different platform. I always like to say YouTube is a beast, and which it's actually funny that I say that because Mr. Beast is like what, the most well-known YouTuber ever or whatever. And so like the fact that I say that is kind of funny, but YouTube is a beast. And I've always said that like YouTube is literally a completely different platform. And I truly believe just to kind of all the other platforms and options out there, right? We have YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Threads, Pinterest, Facebook, Lemonade. Is that what it's called? Lemonade. There's Snapchat. There's TikTok. Like literally the list goes on. There's so many different things out there. There used to be what? Tumblr? Like, you know, there's so many different things. Oh, and now there's what? Substack? Like I'm just thinking of random things now. There's so many places to show up. There's so many places to be visible, right? And so each and every one of those things that I just mentioned has a different strategy involved with each of those platforms. How you treat Threads is not the same as how you treat Instagram, even though they're connected. How you treat Pinterest is not the same way that you would treat Tumblr, right? Or Substack or whatever, right? You wouldn't treat Substack the exact same way that you would write an SEO optimized blog post. Okay, so like every single one of these different things is going to be a different strategy. And what I mean by that is you can get on these platforms and do whatever you want, post whatever you want. However, if you want to see like the momentum, number one, you need volume. You need to like continue to use that actual platform. And number two, you probably need to know more about the platform and the strategy and the things that other people are doing that are working for that particular platform. And so again, YouTube is a completely different platform. I started my podcast because I wanted it to be audio only. I didn't want to be on YouTube at the time. Now, I will say, okay, I've always wanted to have a YouTube channel. I would say from like 2014, 2016, and man, if I could tell my younger self anything, I would tell myself, figure it out, do it, and make it happen. I started my podcast specifically because as a mom of five, I didn't want to be on audio. I didn't want to put on makeup, which, by the way, I don't even wear makeup anymore at all. I literally have my skincare routine. I wash my face. I might fix my eyebrows a little bit, which does require a little bit of a, you know, eyebrow pencil. And so I didn't want to have to brush my hair either, though, like, or put nice clothes on. Like, I literally loved the thought of getting behind the microphone in whatever the heck I was wearing with no judgment, right? Nobody can see me. I'm just doing my thing behind a microphone. And that worked for me for about almost 4 years until I was ready, keyword being ready, to take on YouTube as a completely different strategy. Because you have to learn how to do things. You have to learn. So that could be looking up YouTube videos on how the heck to start a YouTube channel, right? And so I would say that is like one of the biggest lessons in business that I have learned is that you just got to do it. And if you don't want to do it yourself, you definitely need to hire somebody in that expertise to get you there faster. Otherwise, it's just going to be work. And also, it's going to take time. And so I was at a point right about a year ago when I was like, you know what? I'm finally going to launch my YouTube channel and I'm going to do it around my birthday. And so it was right around this time, which at the time of this recording, it's the end of March. And last year, I was like, you know, this is the perfect time. I'm going to start my YouTube channel and I wanted to launch it around my birthday, which is early May. And so that required a lot of learning. So there was a lot that I had to figure out. And then I got to a point last year where I hired a YouTube coach. And that has been very beneficial because instead of Googling or YouTubing every different thing and all the questions I had somebody directly that I could go to for answers. And it was somebody who knew how to get on YouTube as a business owner. And so YouTube has its own algorithm. It's got its own viewer behavior, and it's a completely different animal than audio podcasting, right? And this is how I describe it. And I haven't heard anybody else describe it this way. So this is literally my own thoughts and my own perspective. But with audio podcasting, right? So specifically talking about going on your phone or your desktop, wherever you listen, and pulling up Apple or Spotify or whatever player that you listen to podcast on, and you pull up a show, I'm sure that there are a few of those like Spotify, right? Who has video as well as audio. Apple is getting ready to release a new version of Apple Podcast, where you can either listen to the audio or you can watch. And this is really interesting to me. And I'm going to record a separate episode about this specifically. But yeah, that's very interesting. I'm very excited about that. But keep with me, okay? Because at the time of this recording, okay, I only know about Spotify and video, right? Like you can swap between, and I don't use Spotify. So I actually, at the same time, I don't know because I never use Spotify to do anything except listen to music sometimes. And I don't have like a paid account or anything, but it's just audio only is my point primarily, right? So let's just say that most of the time when you're listening to a podcast on a platform, it's just audio only, right? So with that being said, people find your show, they subscribe, they follow, and then they're met with a couple of things, right? Your podcast cover art, the name of your show. That's how they're going to know, is this a show for me or not? Once they click into your show, then they are met with all of your episodes, no matter how many you have released. So if you only have two episodes, they see those two episodes. If you have 100 or more, they see those, right? And so they're met now with a list of titles. And you can see a little bit of the preview text for the show notes. And so generally what people do is they cherry pick episodes. Why? Because we live in a world where people just want solutions. They want solutions to their problems and or they want entertained, right? And so this is not an entertainment show. So you're listening to this to learn a skill. You're listening to this to solve a problem that you are specifically facing right now, which is YouTube, which is why you're still listening to this episode. Okay. Are you tracking with me? Because it's so important to understand the difference between the two. So for podcasting and the way that it is currently set up as of right now, most people will cherry pick episodes and listen to the episode that's either going to help them get that transformation, help them get that outcome, solve that problem, give them clarity, whatever it might be. Now, there are some people also who will just like binge your show and they just love you. They're a super fan. It doesn't even matter if they know the topic, if they're whatever, like they're just in. They're just gonna listen to multiple episodes, and that is amazing. And so there's those types of listeners, right? And so that's how that works in my mind. Okay. And then for YouTube is so different, right? Because YouTube is, first of all, visual. Second of all, people type in problems. They type in issues. Like, I know for me, like, okay, before I was on YouTube for business, I was a consumer of YouTube, and this is how I would use YouTube. I would use it to watch new movie trailers. I would use it to search or listen to old songs or just any songs that I would want to listen to. So movie trailers and music is how I used to use YouTube. I didn't really watch other people on YouTube, like talking heads, until I wanted to get on YouTube specifically. But regardless, people use YouTube differently, but also people search YouTube. They get visuals of like, that's where the thumbnails come in and the titles. And then if that matches what they're feeling, their emotions, they'll click on the video. And so YouTube is a very visual platform and it's got its own viewer behavior. When you think about getting your podcast on YouTube, some people want to just throw their audio up there, put a static image behind it, right? So that means that you're still not recording with video. You're creating a static image and it's probably some variation of like your cover art or something, and you upload it to YouTube and you call it a day. Is doing that going to hurt your business? Absolutely not. I would say if you have the means and ability and you're not on YouTube visually, like talking head videos and things like that, there's absolutely no reason why you should not be putting your podcast on YouTube. They even have an RSS feed. They even have a way for you to like connect your RSS feed and things like that. I would say absolutely go for it. Put your show on YouTube, put a static image behind it. That's not going to hurt your business, right? In fact, it's probably going to help. Even if you see 5 views, okay, that's 5 people who've clicked on that, right? That's 5 views, okay? So it's not going to hurt. It's going to help, if anything. The more places you are, the more you post content, the more you're going to get seen, the more visible you are, the more your business is going to grow. That's just a fact, right? But the question is that the best use of your time? Is that sustainable? Is that the best move for you? And it might not be, right? And I've seen this so many times. What happens is the views are incredibly low. I'm talking like 1 view or like 5 views, right? Consistently across the board. It doesn't matter if there's 5 published, you know, videos or 70. And so with 1 to 7 views is literally all of them. And so, like I said just a few seconds ago, every single one of those views absolutely counts for sure. But again, is that the best use of your time though? Because those convert incredibly low to just throw your show on there with no imagery, with no visuals. Like, so I don't think that that's the best use of your time. YouTube is a visual platform, and so it's not going to do you any like real favors, right? So the question to ask yourself before you think about adding YouTube to your strategy is, I want you to ask yourself a few things, okay? Is your podcast actually working for you right now? Are people listening and then reaching out to work with you? Are your episodes bringing you warm leads? Is your podcast actually doing something to support your business? And if the answer is no, and you're publishing episodes every single week or a couple times a month, and your podcast isn't converting, or I will even say this, if you're on a break and you haven't published, and I don't even care how long, maybe it's been a year, and your show is still not converting, having YouTube is not going to fix that, okay? Even if you're taking your video podcast and uploading that to YouTube, yes, that's way better than doing a static image. Second of all, it's 100% better than doing nothing at all. I would rather see that you use that footage, whether that's repurposing it for Instagram or TikTok or wherever, I would rather see you using that footage than nothing at all, right? So there's nothing wrong with taking your video, with taking your audio, and then uploading that to YouTube. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's not going to benefit you to fully add that to your strategy if your foundation is not locked in, because now you're just doubling your workload for the exact same result. And so here's what I'm not saying. I'm not saying to not add YouTube to your strategy. Clearly, I am a huge proponent of having YouTube as a strategy on its own. I've added YouTube to my business strategy. But what I want to clarify for you here in this episode is that my YouTube channel is a completely different strategy than my podcast strategy. So what is the same is the end result. The strategy, though, is different. So I'll give you a really quick example. I recorded a YouTube video for this exact topic, and I'm going to link it in the show notes for you to watch if you want to check it out. But it's completely different from this audio. This is a totally separate audio. I recorded that video a few days ago, and this is the audio version of that. This is a more raw, behind the scenes, in-depth version of that YouTube video, right? This is where you get the good stuff, my friend, okay? This is where the intimacy comes in, which is another reason why I don't want to upload this to YouTube, because it's just so different. But again, I cannot wait to talk about the Apple adding video, because that's going to be really cool. But again, the end result is the same: to get clients and to grow my podcast business. And so here's when adding YouTube is a great idea. Adding YouTube to your strategy is a great idea if your podcast is already converting and you have the capacity to treat YouTube as its own separate strategy, because really, you would be adding YouTube to your business strategy. I truly believe that your YouTube channel should be connected to your business strategy, but not your podcast strategy. They are not the same. And so if your podcast is already converting and you have the capacity to treat YouTube as its own separate strategy, then that's amazing. Because YouTube is not just a repurposing dumping ground. And so if that is you, absolutely explore that option. But if you're still figuring out why your podcast is not converting and you think that starting YouTube is a great idea, my best recommendation for you is to audit your podcast and to fix that foundation first. And hey, maybe you want to just end your podcast. Maybe you're not even sure if you want to continue the podcast or whatever it is. Or maybe you want to take a break, but you still want to try YouTube. Okay, that's cool. But just know that your podcast episodes are still out there converting. And so you can start your separate YouTube strategy for your business, which is fine, right? But if your podcast is still over here not being updated, or even if it's updated weekly or a couple times a month, and your foundation isn't solid, your show is still working for you no matter what. People are still finding your show, and adding another platform to a broken foundation is just going to give you the same problem, but in two places. So my friend, again, I say YouTube is not a podcast strategy. It's a business strategy. It's a completely different strategy. And if your podcast is not converting yet, adding YouTube is simply not going to fix that. It's just going to give you the exact same issue. So if you want to know exactly why your podcast is not getting clients and you want to fix that foundation, I want to invite you to my free masterclass, How to Get Clients from Your Podcast Without More Downloads. I want you to tap the link in the show notes to sign up for the next class. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.